This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Monday morning cup of inspiration, faith, attitude, and sacrifice. Wilma Rudolph, as we wrote about in our book, Believing Is Seeing, was an Olympic champion, but she had scarlet fever as a child. She was in braces on her left leg until she was 12 years old. The doctors told her she'd never walk again. Her mother said, yes, you will, and she took off the brace at 12 and started to walk. At 13, she went to her mother and said, I like to run a race. The doctor says, you cannot run that race. Her mother said, yes, you can. Yes, you will. She got last place. In 1960, she won 3 Olympic gold medals. They asked her how. She said, the doctor said I'd never walk again. My mother said I would. I decided to believe my mother. My mother, my own mother, had so much faith in me, more than I did. I'm so thankful. Dwight Eisenhower was trick-or-treating when he was 11 years old. His father said, go home, you're too young. He threw a fit. He went home. Dwight Eisenhower's mother taught him attitude. She sat beside him on the bed and said, Dwight, greater is he, greater is she who can conquer their own mind and conquer a great city. And Dwight Eisenhower told him that over and over as he led us to the general, the Allied invasion, and President of the United States. My mother taught me about attitude and how powerful it is to have a positive one, to command your own mind. And the co-writer of Believing Is Seeing used to tell a story I loved. This boy's mother had the most challenging hard look at hands. They were burned and scarred. And her son was ashamed of her hands. One day he said, Mom, what happened to your hands? She said, when you were a child, there was a fire where we lived. And you were on the other side of that fire as a baby in your crib. And I reached through that fire with my hands and picked you up and brought you through that fire to save you. And by doing that and sheltering you, I've burnt these hands. A little boy took his mother's hands that he was embarrassed of all those years and said, Mother, you have the most beautiful hands I've ever seen in my life. Sacrifice. To all your mothers out there, the faith you've given, the attitude you've taught, the sacrifice you've made. If your mother is alive, call her and be someone who directs your feelings to the love. Be someone that what you think about expands to the faith. Think about the attitude and the sacrifice. Tell your mother how you love her. And if your mother, like mine, is no longer with you, drop your head and thank God you had her from when you did. Mother's Day coming up. I can't speak for you, but I think I can. One of the greatest things in my life was my mother. And I don't know when I'm going to get called home. But when I do, my mother, who's gone on to her reward, I pray that's the first somebody I see. Happy Mother's Day, everyone. God bless you mothers for the faith you gave, attitude you taught, sacrifice you made. Dr. Elko with the Monday morning cup of inspiration.